have just about 3 minutes left in the segment, which is just enough time to ask our entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell, to give us his best recommendation from the Toronto Film Festival. Elvis joins us from his hotel room in Toronto. Room service, Mr. Mitchell!
Be quiet, baby. I got somebody on the phone. Put down that whip. Oh, some guy Scott somebody or something.
I don't know.
I give no money in public radio. Who would do that? I'm in Canada.
Oh,
past the 12-mile limit. International waters, baby.
They always wait for the live shot to pull their stunts.
Let me ask you, what are you wearing?
Blue jeans and a shirt.
Sweating already. Reverend Blue Jeans.
Listen, Elvis, we're down to a minute and a half. And I really want to hear the film you recommend.
It's a great new movie by Alexander Payne, the director of Election, and about Schmidt, called Sideways, about a couple of guys who are heading into the wine country in Santa Barbara. One is going basically his last week of freedom before he gets married. And it's that great Alexander Payne thing about one guy whose life is in flux in a horrible way, a depressive. In this case, it's Paul Giamatti. And the other guy who basically is turning everything upside down is Thomas Hayden Church.
Nebraska?
I'm sorry?
Is it set in Nebraska? I think Alexander Payne is the Bard of Nebraska. So there's no.
Not the wine country in Nebraska, the wine country in California, Santa Barbara, California, sir.
Okay. Thomas Hayden Church is best known, I suppose, for playing the kind of slow-witted guy in the sitcom Wings. This is a transformation for him, isn't it?
Well, he's done a few cool other things, too, in movies, and had an interesting role in the show Ned and Stacey that ran for a couple of seasons as a kind of a shrewd manipulative operator, which is kind of what he plays here. Mm-hmm. It's great to see an actor like that who we sort of boxed in on our own, given the chance to show how much more he's capable of, and he fills the screen.
Mm-hmm. Paul Giamatti, his career has really begun to take off with a kind of an interpretation of roles where people who, I'm going to let you fill in the blanks here, but certainly when he played Harvey Picard, a man with a strong artistic sense that's inside himself that is often just blocked when it comes to expressing himself to others.
And that's what he does here. I mean, it's basically become kind of a thing. He's sort of an area he's cordoned off for himself. But what he does here, and I think what he does so well also in American Splendor, too, is there's a soulfulness behind that, all that introversion, all that inability, that social awkwardness, a guy who desperately wants to break out of what he is and cannot do it to save his own life or to save his own social existence. Mm-hmm. And that's really what's so wonderful about the kind of stuff he does.
Elvis, is this film going to open in the United States soon?
It opens in the United States the third week of October from Fox Searchlight, and it's definitely worth looking forward to. It's definitely my favorite picture of the year so far.
You can mention one more. We've got 15 seconds.
I could, but I love teasing you about what you're wearing. So,
what kind of shoes am I wearing?
Oh, I bet something with straps.
No, they're loafers, and I kicked them off as soon as I heard your voice.
I bet you did. I was curling up again. That's just what I like from you, Scott.
Oh, gosh. Well, Elvis, wonderful having you on the show again, even if this is our swan song. We're going out together. Thanks very much.
From your homeland, goodbye.
Weekend Edition's entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell, speaking with us from Toronto. And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.